Welcome. This is Joy Peterson. I work with and channel Archangel Michael. Michael has asked me to do a monthly free teleseminar and requested the topic of money for this one. I am always as interested in hearing what he has to say as is anyone else. I am grateful to have this opportunity to both receive as well as share this information. The subject of money is a hot topic and one that seems to affect many. It is the topic that brings me many of my clients and also inhibits many from becoming a client. Interestingly, I have been told that no one is meant to have money issues. Archangel Michael said in his book, Wisdom of the Guardian, that if you were born into poverty, once you get the lesson, you don't have to stay there. Many times we have money issues because of old programming, limiting beliefs, karma from ancestors or past lives, and circumstances beyond our recognition. Michael will be addressing all, and once I complete his channel message, I will stop the recording and open the line to questions and answers in the time remaining. I want to open with a message received by a less famous angel, Boudreaux, who shared this insight on money with me years ago. Today, everyone is worried about money and the economy. They are frightened they will run out of money, the government will run out of money, their family and friends will run out of money. What is money? It is an energy body that was created for a means to an end. Well, why not create more? The same stuff that created money in the first place can create money over and over again. There needs to be no lack for anyone at any time. The only lack is within the consciousness. The lack of money is created by the lack of belief, the lack of acceptance, the lack of belief in who you are and where you came from, and the true nature of how money is created. There need not ever be lack for anyone at any time, but you believe the evidence you see and the lack of flow that seems to exist. Remove your focus from the money and its means to it, and allow an acceptance of what is truly divine for you to come to you in ways familiar and unfamiliar. Do not buy the facts of the economy, so to speak. Allow your truth to emerge along with the truth to what truly is by divine order. You will always have your needs met. It is by divine order. Yes, there are many who go without, but they do not go without by divine order. They go without due to their thinking nature. By allowing divine order, all will be fed, clothed, and housed. God wants nothing less, and no one will have less unless they are thinking less than that which God has provided by divine right. As I said, that was from an angel called Boudreaux. I was raised to believe there wasn't enough and to believe in struggle and that you had to work hard for money. I watched my father work long hours. We lacked for nothing, but that wasn't the perspective. I had a grandmother who also gave away money, and she gave it away freely and was always grateful, and I was always grateful to her generosity. I could see how, though, my experience and training by words and example framed my relationship to money. As I went out into the world, I did not understand the more significant nuances to all this, however, until I intentionally tried to increase my money over what I earned in a job. I believed the job was my source of income. I believed I was dependent on my job for income. I believed I had to work hard for money. I believed there wasn't enough to go around. I believed rich people got their money from underhanded means. I believed all sorts of things about money, which I picked up from examples I was shown, and also later discovered from past life experiences I recalled regarding money and other unusual situations that also contributed to the outcomes I experienced with money due to my beliefs from that exposure. It was the blocks that I recognized I had regarding money that caused me to search for a solution to identify and release them, that took me down the path to becoming a spiritual healer, now helping others with their money issues. This spiritual process that I was taught helped me identify and clear the contributing issues to money challenges. The more I cleared, the easier acquiring and keeping money became. The best part was the faith and trust that emerged and developed to know I would be taken care of and all would work out. I can now see clearly that my view of money dictates how the money flows or doesn't flow in my life. I have also learned that there are many variables affecting money. It is not only viewpoints of money, but sometimes viewpoints of the self as well. It was also surprising to learn that financial issues could be caused from ancestry. We could inherit their money as well as their beliefs and their karma. So herein follows Archangel Michael's message to you on money. Dear ones, I know from my heart of hearts that you struggle with money and often pray for a solution to your concerns about money. Please know that God, as well as I and others, hear your prayers, know your concerns, and feel your pain and anguish over the subject of money. Not one of your prayers goes unanswered, although it may not seem so at times of distress. We do not sit idly by judging one case or request over another. All have solutions to one degree or another. We want to serve your needs. We wish to help you and remove your pain and anguish, your feelings of separation, doubt, and concern. There is much fear where money is concerned. It plagues most in some regard. There really is no one that doesn't or hasn't had a concern about money at one time or another. Those that appear to have money aren't an exception here. We wish at this time to explain money in a way you can understand and grasp so you can make the difference in your own life, as we can only do just so much. We have our hands tied at times by your thinking, beliefs, and behavior. We wish to help you work with us better so you can understand the dynamics from which we operate. You are the storekeeper of your wealth. You hold the key to your wealth. We do not. We don't sit here in heaven deciding this one is a good person, so now they get to receive $10,000, and this one is not, so they won't be getting it. It isn't about goodness. It isn't that one person is preferred over the other. It isn't that one person can do a better sales job on God or us, convincing either to provide one more favor over another. We don't judge you as good or bad, so we'll give you what you want because of it or deny you what you prefer because you're not as good. The world was set up in a certain way with equal opportunity. It is those of you who have learned to capitalize on certain truths that make the difference in your own life. We don't, as I said, sit here and judge. You are good, so you get more money than someone else. The means by which you acquire, receive, and keep money is dependent on many things and a number of aspects of life. It is by this means we wish to educate you at this time so you can prepare yourself better for the future before you. First and most importantly, the energy of which God is made also resides within each of you. That being said, you have equal opportunity to seize what that can provide. The energy and intention behind which the world was made and you were created is what creates all opportunity in your life. All objects and opportunities come from this same energy. It is your thoughts that shape the objects and opportunities in your life. You create your reality by what you project out into the world. You create the standards by which your life is created. Create different standards and you create a different life. If your standard is hard work and sacrifice, your life will reflect that. If your standard or preference is ease, grace, and abundance, that is what you experience. That goes for all areas of life. There are no mistakes, just reflections. This life, however, is different from others to date, as there is more power to make a difference in your outcomes than ever before. We are moving into an age and a time when you can have what you desire more quickly and easily. Everything can occur more quickly and easily. There is less resistance than ever before. The problem lies in your belief system. If you believe things are hard, they will come to you even harder because your belief system is amplified and you can manifest what you believe quicker and easier than ever before. Therefore, when you believe life is easy and abundant, that will be your experience more readily than ever before. There won't be the limitations experienced before, so it's all about you and your thinking at this time. What you think and believe will predict your future. It has always been the case, but it has now been accelerated. What you speak about comes about quicker in the material world than ever before. So if you want something good in the future, you had better speak of the benefit you wish to experience now to experience it in actuality in the future. You live into your future by what you speak today. God has made certain promises to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else shall be added. What that means is seek to achieve the connection with your source within your own heart first, and before attempting to create anything on your own. When you desire something but decide to acquire it or achieve it on your own, you miss the most important part of the creation, the energy behind it, the substance within all creation. You are choosing to align yourself with what you want without connecting first to Creator of all, the substance and source of all. By aligning with Source within your own heart, you connect to magic. By connecting to Source, you connect to all that is. All that is resides within you, and you access all that is from within your own heart. That is where you go first if you wish to create anything. Connect from that power source from within. You don't normally run your computer without connecting to a power source, but you choose to create your future without being connected first to your own source of power. The kingdom of God is found within your own heart. That is the gateway to all there is. That is where the magic begins. Find your Shangri-La there. Connect to your place of peace and all-knowing there first, and all else will be added. What I now want to address is your issues about finding a job or other income source. Many of you are looking to these sources as the source of your income. They are not. They are avenues of income. God is your source. If you want the right job or more business or increased income, you need work with source, your God, who is the source of all your supply. When you give your power to clients and companies, they own you. You become dependent on them. When you align with your source, the source of all, you are no longer dependent on anyone. Your source, the source, has infinite supply. You can go to that source as often as you'd like to request as much as you'd like. The problem lies in your ability to receive, not in the source of your supply. If you are experiencing limitations in what you are receiving, the problem isn't what God is willing to give to you. The problem is with your ability to receive and the limits you put on God for that which you can receive. God would love to give you abundance and can from a resource of infinite abundance. There are no limitations on God's end. The limitations are on yours. You provide the container within which you are able to receive. You justify what you receive by all sorts of definitions, and many times the words God's will comes out of your mouth. God's will is for you to live an effortless, abundant life. You may desire that, but may not know how to receive that. Herein lies the problem. God has an infinite abundance of energy source on his end. You have what you are able to receive on yours. Often there is a disconnect between that which you want and need and that which you can receive. Why do you suppose that is? First, it is your ability to receive. Many times you cannot receive due to a feeling of unworthiness, or it's a thought you can't have what you want easily, or that you need work hard for it. So you are set up to work hard for little money. There are many reasons why you cannot receive. Your past lives have memories of lack and limitation, challenge and difficulty around money. You also possibly have a karmic lesson within those dynamics as well. What I mean by karma is that you did something at some point that required you to learn a lesson or rebalance an act, but are missing the lesson. Until you get the lesson or are able to release the karma, you will continue to be challenged by the original karma. That karma, by the way, may be caused by an ancestor. In this case, you may be suffering from something a relative did generations before. The karma was set in motion by an act on their part, and now you are still paying the consequences. Until that is removed, you may still suffer the consequences. This is something to keep in mind when you make your choices as well. What you do today may cause you and your descendants to pay for it in the future. Karma is a balancing act. Once something is put in motion intentionally or unintentionally that has karma attached to it, the karma must be played out or released to be rectified. Someone must take responsibility for it. Until that occurs, there is still a price to be paid. Many of you suffer financial challenges due to karma and don't even realize it. About 3/4 of it is due to choices and actions of your ancestors. This means that the lessons they have required now get passed down to you to also learn from, because you are experiencing firsthand what is unfinished and passed down from their memories to yours through your DNA. Once the lessons and the karma are rebalanced, you and they are set free and no longer suffer the consequences of that karma. Karmic retribution can wreak havoc on generations. By and large, you live out of your memories. Most of those memories are due to your ancestors and have been passed down to you. Until you release the memories that are limiting, you operate from them and create your experiences in life from them. If you are not experiencing the life you prefer, you are living from memories that are less than optimal. The energy of money. All money is made up of energy. It carries within it the energy of the thoughts of those who created as well as touched it. Those who then receive that money put their energy upon it as well as receive the money of what already has touched that money. You are, therefore, picking up and passing on all previous thought forms connected to the money others have handled. It can be mind-boggling what encompasses money. If the money could talk, it would say, ouch. all judgments anyone has ever had is on money. That is the energy it carries. All belief systems about money are passed on to others through the money they handle. Your thoughts about money is what contaminates money and helps permeate the negativity surrounding money. There are so many old and outmoded ideas about money. The value money has is based on the value you place upon it as well as the value others have placed upon it. The dollar amount is rather insignificant in comparison. What I want to drive home here is that it is the thoughts about money and your beliefs about money itself, as it relates to your worthiness, that dictates how much you end up having. Until you change your mind about money, you live at the effects of the thoughts of your ancestors as well as your own past. You are the only one that has the power to change the impact of that past upon your state of mind and affairs. Joy can help you identify and release those thoughts you carry that sabotage you, but you have to be willing to let them go. Many are more attached to their belief systems than they are to the results they desire. They often rather be right, giving due to things they are taught or what their parents were taught, than to let go and find a better perspective or solution. One of the biggest hurdles is a belief that money isn't spiritual. Everything in life has a spiritual dimension to it, including money. Money is no exception, but often it is religious teachings that have inhibited your ability to receive large sums of money as if money isn't righteous. Money is just a form of exchange, and when you recognize it as such, rather than judge it bad or wrong or insignificant, you will have more of it to enjoy. There is no reason you have to deny yourself money. If you do and struggle, how spiritual can you be? Struggle is not something the spiritually enlightened experience. When someone is spiritually enlightened, they can manifest easily out of their knowing who they are in relationship to their divine creator and source. They have seized the power they have from within and live from that place of power rather than victim to old and outmoded teachings set in place to control others. Those that have been in power, who have held the purse strings, so to speak, can only do so as long as you have given them the power to do so. Once you recognize the power within, you can no longer be controlled or victimized by others. It is the victim mentality that has caused much suffering to occur for eons of time. Let go of being a victim, become the powerful individual you are at essence, and live from that. Create your money story from that. Your money story, by and large, is created out of your past where others have held their power over you. Reclaim your power within and live from that, creating the story you prefer. Be at one with divine source and create abundance from that source that lies within. You have the power. Seize that as your own. It is your birthright. Seize that power and the money is yours. Live out of the past and you create out of the past. The choice is yours. It always has been and always will be, as God gave you free will. It is your choice as to use the power he bestowed upon you. Live today and this day forward out of the power within to create the abundance you deserve and desire. Archangel Michael. and I can confirm for you the difference in my money as it related to my identifying the cause of my limited beliefs about money, as well as the way I related to money before I started this work and now. So I loved what he said about live today and this day forward out of the power within to create.